So this is the problem. Like we record an hour and a half, but there's like more shit because we're trying to get shit to work. You know, it's not exactly fucking fair.
Well, man, it's fair to me. How them apples or
what load, you fucking piece of dog shit, fucking shithole.
Yeah. Tell them, man. Tell that computer who's boss.
It's not loading, man. What the fuck?
What do you mean?
I can't even like load our page up. It just keeps turning and turning. Okay, finally. Wasting
it's
time, man.
Spinning. Time is golden or whatever.
Turning and turning. Okay, there you go. All right, it's working. We're on.
All right, man. Make this time count.
Yeah, so we were supposed to have this last week, but it turned out Mixler changed their fucking plans around. And it used to be we could only do like an hour or no, 3 hours at a time, and they changed everything. So now it's like 3 hours total. And they want you to pay like $38 a month, but and that's annually paid. So you have to pay annually ahead of time.
So 300 something.
Yeah, but monthly you pay even more, which is ridiculous, man. I'm not doing that bullshit. So anyway, we ran out of time last month because I don't know what happened, but towards the end of the show, we ran out of time. And then like, weirdly, if you went live, we were back by like 10 minutes. It was like behind like 10 minutes or some shit and it's still playing. So I don't know what the fuck, why I did that. But yeah, so the last recording you guys saw, I had to cut in. It was only like maybe lost like 2 minutes or something, but it ended on a cliffhanger. You were like you're asking a fucking factor crap. And we never gave it, so I had to give the answer. And then end of the show with
was
the
that,
fucking song.
Was it really a cliffhanger?
Yes. That's why I had to end the song like that. But or yeah, just introduce the song and end it like that. But yeah, so we have to be more strict with our time now. So I'm figuring we probably just aim for like an hour and 15, hour and 20.
Hour and 20.
Yeah, and then give like some time for the last song and then we're done. So 3 minutes and counting.
Yeah. This is going to be the best time ever.
Yeah, so that's what's been happening.
At least you're not like being weird and going, yeah, let's do 20 minutes a day or whatever.
Let's do that.
No. Just saying, man.
They didn't put limits on it before. They only put limits on like you could do so much at a time. And then like from what I gathered, you could like, you know, because there was a point where I'm just like, you know, if I'm bored, maybe I'll just like log in one night and just play some songs and not even talk, you know, just like have a list and just play shit, you know, and then put it out, say the Wednesday fucking evening playlist for the lo-fi show, you know, and this is like the non speaking version. But I never did it. And now I can't because that's too much time. So, fuck you, Mixler.
Yeah.
You might have to go to YouTube soon.
No, dude, this is fine.
No, I'm saying instead of Mixler.
Yeah, no, dude, I don't want more time. This is perfect. This is perfect. This is like a sign to the gift from the gods.
All right, let's just start the show. Jump right into it. We don't have time to waste now. We can't fucking just bullshit for like 10 minutes and 15 minutes anymore.
Yeah, we need to get to the important shit.
All right. 5, 4, 3.
How are they going to make, like, I guess they're going to have like all of these sperms or the eggs or something. I don't know.
And do you have just one racer? Do you have to like isolate one sperm and then fucking, how do you know which one? Like you have millions of sperm, right? So how do you isolate this one guy and then say, okay, you go?
Well, they probably do it like on speed, based on speed. Right? They're going to like...
Oh, so they just find the one that's like zooming around the fastest?
Right. To replicate this, what does it say, these bodily conditions for 0.05 millimeter racers, the race course was fit with chemical signals to fool the spermatozoa into swimming. Okay, dude, that's just
These are the masterminds?
Yeah, I know.
Looks like some college frat group.
Oh, they... yeah, they're all like in their... Together with three friends. Okay, so...
Yeah.
I guess...
Sperm racing. If you're in the UK and you want to participate in sperm racing and the chance to win $100,000, fucking go for it, man.
But it also says they don't know if they're going to keep the money.
This has to be fake. This guy is named Tristan Milker, right? Like fucking Milker.
It's probably his porn name.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. Rest assured, we will think of and say all of the stupid things, so you don't have to.
All right.
I kind of miss the other Emma.
Like, shut up.
I do, man. I miss that.
You couldn't even understand her. You said know, you, this is much,
maybe
you
that's why. Much better. Yeah, it is better. Like, you can understand, but I just missed her voice.
Okay, I'll bring her back next for a few shows.
Just saying. You don't have to. I miss her familiarity. Like, every time I hear this one, it's like, oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that was, last week was, I set it all up, and then I had to tear it back down for nothing.
And then we watched F1, which to me was a better, plan, dude.
Oh, wait, I have to do the review. Hold on.
Oh, my God, dude. No. I'm just saying, I just said, we don't have to go straight into reviews. Don't have to do that right away, because we still haven't done... Fuck you.
Let's dazzle them with a movie review. Let's dazzle them with a movie review, guys. Dazzle, 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 dazzle.
What'd you think?
It was good. It was much better than doing the show, like I said.
No, dude, just like, this is why you can't like expound on anything. You can't write anything because you never challenge yourself to think more thoroughly.
Okay, it was really
good. If someone
good.
Told you, like, hey, man, if you had to write a review on something, if you had to write a paper on something, what the fuck did you do in college when you had to write a paper?
Oh, my God, I hated it. Fuck.
I can tell, dude. It was easy for me because it's
because
just,
you like writing. I don't.
Right, but you should challenge yourself, man. You can only do things that you want to do or like to do instead of just things that, hey, you know what, this might be interesting for me to learn something. To make, you know, to make me a more well-rounded person.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
I'll give you a second chance.
It was really good.
Come on, dude.
It was really good with race cars.
All right. You're one of those people that like writes it was really, 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 actually, really, really good.
I counted all my fucking shit.
I know you
if
did.
If it was, if it was like now, you know, like now it counts it for you. So, like, you're typing and shit.
Yeah.
Back then, I just counted all the words, man. And you're I did it on the
Isn't that in fucking Bill and Ted's? Or no, that was another. No, that was fucking Summer School.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
Remember, like, when he was, like, fucking, they had to make a word thing, and he's like, you know, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was really, 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 really good.
Yeah, that would have been me. That's yeah, totally. It was really super awesome. No, but I liked it. I mean, what else what do you need, man? There's action packed everywhere. It was, if the only thing that I like could understand is like, well, I don't know racing enough to know the rules. And,
well, you don't have to do all that. Well, you can just say like, just saying, follow the story.
Do you want me to fucking say anything? Then here it is.
Okay.
So here's the rules of the racing of what they were showing on the screen with Brad Pitt, his character. Like, I don't know what he's doing, if he's, like, not cheating, but how he's, you know, like, doing the system to make it look like...
He's gaming the system.
Yeah, gaming the system. I don't know how to do that.
I mean, I didn't either, but so, I kind of just, like, figured it was, like, some shit you could do, but people weren't likely to
right,
do.
Right, exactly. So it's stuff that's like, well, how come they don't do this? And in the movie, they did do it, you know, type of thing. So... I mean, it was cool. I mean, you didn't need to know what was going on. You just know that, okay, well, this probably doesn't happen normally in a race or something.
Yeah, you kind of followed what their exposition was when, like, they're saying, oh, he's doing this, so they're slowing down this. They didn't have to explain all that. They knew all that shit, right? But they're explaining it to the fucking audience.
Right. So, I mean, I like racing movies, surprisingly, ever since freaking Days of Thunder, I think. Because I think that may be the first racing movie I saw way back then. And, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of them, but, you know, I'll watch them. So,
Yeah, it was the sense of like the cameras, like the way they're doing, they're filming shit now is pretty badass, man. They put the cameras like really low on the ground to get the sense of speed.
Yeah, that pretty, shit was pretty intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I like racing movies because I can't see myself racing, but I would like to do a racetrack one day, you know, and just in a normal stock car, not no freaking F1, but.
And Ford versus Ferrari. I remember the opening sequence where like he was just racing through fucking fog. You couldn't see shit. That'd be scary as fuck, man. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're driving through fog is like scary enough, much less racing through it. But yeah, both those two movies, like I never really got into, I don't watch racing, you know, Adolf does, but I don't watch racing, but racing movies are pretty cool.
I don't watch racing either. I mean, yeah. It's kind of boring, you know? It's just like all you can only see whatever the camera shows you. But in a movie, at least it shows you like from the point of view of the driver and stuff, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you get to see like how it feels to be in the fucking, you know, the shit, you know? And they did a good version of that. I mean, I wonder they've had racing movies for a while now. What was it like filming those other ones? Because they couldn't get that level of realism, you know? What's an old racing movie? I don't even know.
Days of Thunder, dude.
No, not older than that. Oh, what's shit. That? Dustin's on. What's up, man?
Yeah, look up old racing movies.
Okay, hold on.
Charlie Chaplin and the Kid Auto Race. That's pretty old.
I don't think that's... I don't know about that one. Grand Prix, 1966 by John Frankenheimer.
Some of the most notable old racing movies include Winning, 1969, Grand Prix, 66, Le Mans.
Oh, Le Mans with Steve McQueen. Maybe yeah. I'll watch that one because that's supposed to be a pretty...
And Winning has Paul Newman, so...
Wait, Racing with the Moon, a coming-of-age story with racing as a backdrop? No, it wasn't. I've seen that movie. That's Sean Penn. He goes to fucking war. That has nothing to do with racing, you dumb fuck. There's no racing in that movie at all.
Who are you calling a dumb fuck?
The people that wrote this. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Racing with the Moon. It's just Sean Penn and Nicolas Cage, and it is a coming-of-age movie, but they're like getting ready to, you know, be drafted and shit, and they're like going through all that bullshit and relationships and stuff. There's like no fucking racing in it at all. Whoever wrote that is stupid. Hey, Dustin, man. Yeah, as we were explaining earlier, we were going to have a show last week, but the fucking ran out of time. They like cap my time out at 3 hours now, or cap our time out at 3 hours exactly. So we got to do like right on the fucking dot.
Yeah, dude. So you just lucked out that you're here on an hour and 20 minute show.
We can't do those 3 hour shows like we used to in the back in the day.
Oh, thank fucking God, dude. I promise you. We haven't done those either. So thank God. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah. Well,
So yeah, one out of 10, what did you give it?
I'd give it probably a 7.5.
So just because it's 7, what would you be looking for if you wanted to give it 9 or 10?
Shorter? Yeah.
It moved pretty well though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like long movies anymore, dude. Like, I don't know why.
I fall asleep.
Not that, it's just fuck, dude.
What if it's a Marvel movie? You'd watch a Marvel movie for long.
Even Marvel movies, man, if they're going on, like maybe if they did the build up like they did for the last two, the Endgame and whatever, the Infinity War, okay, that's cool because it's wrapping everything up. And you know, if I like actually like the shit, but if I'm going to go to a like blind sitting of a movie, I'm like, fuck, man, this is 3.5 hours or whatever.
Yeah, what's the last? You said you saw a movie that was like 3 hours long or some bullshit, right? Recently.
I don't know if it was three. It was something almost, was close to three.
Something was pretty fucking long.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What was the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
In the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even remember, dude. It's been a while. It's been a while, a long while since we saw.
Okay, what's the last movie you saw that was long on your
F1.
TV?
F1.
No. No, because before you watched it, you said you watched a movie that was pretty long.
One Battle After Another was pretty
long. Oh, yeah, that's the one you talked about. That was too long?
That was could have been a little bit shorter. Yeah, that one could have been shorter. That was almost 3 hours. Yeah, that was 2:45.
I think there's a fucking fine art to directing, man. There's some, like Mickey 17, I like that movie. It's really good. And I think we should watch it. But there's shit you could have cut out. Like a good 20 minutes of that fucking movie you could have cut out.
Dude, anything, if you can't, like, if you can't summarize a movie in 2 hours, then, because that's the perfect running time, man. 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't
an hour and 45 minutes. Okay, that's good too. But 2 hours, you could wrap everything up. And that's like the actual story. I'm talking about like the credits and whatever. Credits are like 10 minutes. So if you've got an hour, that's because they include that. They include the credits as part of like the you know, the running time.
I wonder what's harder, composing a song and knowing where to cut off, or, you know, whatever, or a movie and knowing what to cut out, you know?
Probably a song.
Yeah, because a song, there's so many layers, man. You don't know what, because if you add too much shit, then it gets muddled, you know? And then you have to back out of it, or, I mean, I don't know, Dustin would probably, you know, I mean, you do audio engineering a little bit.
Like, well, yeah, but I don't have any say in the song.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, just imagine, guys, you need to cut this out. Fuck you.
just imagine if you composed that song and then you had to fucking edit it, you know? Then you had to like go, well, do I put this part in? Is this part too long? Is this lead up? Because there's so many fucking bands that lead up, like, well, case in point, just about everything on fucking Bandcamp has like a minute goddamn intro and it's boring as fuck. And you just get to the fucking song already, man. There's nothing going on. Like if you had some badass instrumental in the beginning or some shit and then you lead into the song, cool. But these guys are just playing like very basic chords and you're just like a minute in, like, okay, the fuck is going on?
Well, yeah. I don't know about that. I don't mind intros into songs if it's like a band like freaking Iron Maiden type of thing, you know, it's like, oh, it's a grand epic song. But yeah, those but songs, those are the bands that you kind of expect.
But there's,
you
know, a buildup, right? There's some variety. I'm talking about the Bandcamp bands where they're playing like one thing for like a minute. You know, and you're just like, okay, just start doing something different.
I don't pay attention. You're looking for the who's shittier, so you're more exposed to that. So,
what, you're not critiquing who's shittier with all your might?
No. I mean, I hear what's crappy because that's the assignment, but yeah, no. Anyway, today is April 5th already. God damn, 2026. April 5th. What is this? So,
oh, did I meant this story?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. All right, I'll tell you later.
All right, thank you. See, you want to like add more time? You could stop by doing these things. Today is the National Day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid, and so are you. I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
I know that fucking heart by like First Contact Day. I'm guessing that's going to be with the aliens and shit. Gold Star Spouses Day. So dead, like, servicemen. Okay, probably, right? Yeah. National Flash Drive Day. Okay, I'm going to have to read that one. National Nebraska Day. I'm sure that's when they became a state. National Deep Dish Pizza Day. I'm not too big of a fan of it. It looks like the picture has Chicago. That's just fucking sauce, if you ever had it. National Read a Roadmap Day. Okay. Don't even need to do that anymore.
When's the last time anybody did that?
I kind of miss it, but, you know, I was pretty good at it.
It made you think, man. It made you, like, actually orient yourself.
Pay attention, yeah. National Raisin and Spice Bar Day. Ooh, okay. There's a lot of things going on today. National Caramel Day. Okay. National Go for Broke Day, which is what we're doing now, and Easter. Oh, it's fucking Easter. I forgot about that shit. I'm going to read about the National Flash Drive. What are they going to say about that? National Flash Drive Day commemorates the date inventors filled their patent for the first USB flash drive. The invention revolutionized the way we store and manage digital data. Okay. All right, so today is when they... I didn't know that. It doesn't give a date, the actual date, though. When did that happen? It had to have been 2018. There it goes. I thought flash drives were around before that.
2018? Yeah, it seems like they would have been around longer than that.
Yeah.
So maybe not flash drives, maybe just micro... When were micro SDs fucking created?
Well, we didn't talk about that. So, National Flash Drive Day today. Pull out your flash drives and fill it up with old shit that you're never going to look at again. National Nebraska Day, National Deep Dish. No. National Reader Room. Yeah, we don't. Caramel. Go for Broke. Let's see what that is. National Gopher Broke Day on April 5th encourages us to give it our all, no matter our goal. There's a reason to persevere despite all odds. Dude, that's every day, right? Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah. You give it your all every day.
Oh my God, so much. The phrase gopher broke has roots in Hawaiian pidgin, meaning wager everything. Why does it say Hawaiian pidgin, P-I-D-G-I-N? I guess that's an old saying, maybe. Anyway, so go for it, Dustin. Are you going for it, Dustin? Dustin? Is he working? Did he say anything?
He hasn't said anything. Maybe he is working.
That's it today. There's a lot today, man. Usually there's maybe only like a couple, but there's more.
Dustin's always working, isn't he?
Yeah, dude. Always working. We're going to be working till the day we die.
But anyway, there's this story that I happened to watch. This thing came up on my feed in YouTube where this guy was talking about. He I guess he works in a studio like Dustin does, and he has to like produce bands and shit. And he said he had to fucking like try to like talk to a band that was on the verge of breaking up, because what happened was singer came in and there was like a lot of, you know, to do about him putting his fucking vocals down and shit like that. They went out of the room. You couldn't fucking hear him. They're trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. Turns out he was fucking quiet screaming, so he couldn't like scream. He kept going like that shit, you know what I mean? And like, what the fuck are you doing? And then one thing led to another, and fucking guitar's like, fuck this, I'm, you know. And they got in this huge fight, and the guy had to sit there. And I wonder if Dustin had ever like experienced that, where like he had to like put a band-aid on bands that were just bitching at each other. So that was just, when I saw that, I thought of Dustin's job.
Yeah, fucking that kind of shit. Being a, I just doing the whole like the working at the school, man. Seeing even students do that shit, and they're students that think they're hot shit. You know?
Yeah.
It was annoying. You know? Yeah.
Dustin says it's usually me bitching at my guitarist.
Yeah.
What are you bitching at him for?
It's usually us bitching at the drummer. Because drummers, you know, are drummers. No offense, Dustin.
Because he sucks at getting his guitars recorded. Oh. So he's a good guitarist otherwise, but he just sucks at recording it. See, guitarists are always the fucking divas, man. Either that or the singer.
No,
singers are the biggest divas, and then guitarists are the second.
Which kind of sucks, because the singer does, all they do is just show up.
Drummers, you know, are just weird. You know, if something's going on, it's just the drummer being weird. But, you know, people kind of understand that.
Yep, drummers are.
And bassists are just the chill guy. They couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, over the years, you kind of realize the bassist is the fucking, the cool one.
Yeah, because all he has to do is just like, oh, I'll just follow the fucking drums, man. Just, I'm going to sit over here. No, he's great at recording it, but he goes through phases where he has no drive to record. Oh, that's a problem. Give him some Coke.
Yeah, dude, Coke. Coke him up, dude.
Like, we always have to wait on him. Drug him up, dude. Make him, like, do some mushrooms or some shit.
Well, mushrooms won't do that. Meth. Score him some meth, dude.
You could get motivated on mushrooms. It gives you that fucking kind of, like, well, I guess, yeah, it's hard to concentrate on mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't know. Man. I don't know.
Have you ever done anything? Like, have you ever, like, taken mushrooms and went home and noodled with your guitar?
No. That's the last thing I want
to
do.
What makes you motivated to fuck with a guitar? Pot?
Pot was pretty good.
See, because pot, fucking, I would think it make you lazy.
No, not to me.
No.
It was much easier.
Or is it the kind of pot?
It was the more creative. Well, at least I thought I was more creative.
This last EP that we recorded, he was actually into it. Is he just moody? He's just a moody son of a bitch, like most guitarists.
Moody son of a bitch. That's the name of the band.
Yeah, that's the name of our band, that Moody Son of a Bitch. Except we call it Moody Son of a Bitch, you know? Like how those people like...
Some bitch?
Yeah.
Like, not Roscoe Pico Train. What was the other movie? The fucking... Cannonball Run? No.
There's got to be a band called Roscoe Pico Train, right?
I'm sure somebody's... what was that movie with freaking Cannonball? No, Smokey and the Bandit. That guy.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
You never saw Smokey and the Bandit?
I saw it. I don't remember it.
Yeah, he saw him, bitch. My dad thought that was the funniest thing, man, whenever you say that. The character, whoever that actor was, I forgot his name, but...
When's the last time you've seen Cannonball Run?
Cannonball Run?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was talking about Smokey and the Bandit.
I know, but Burt Reynolds is in both, right? There was a segue there. I'm pretty sure Burt Reynolds was in both of them.
I think so, yeah. I don't remember. It was on TV. The Cannonball Run 2 was on TV.
I just remember that was my first introduction to, like, you know, mainstream showing, like, Kung Fu, you know, and because Jackie Chan was in it, right?
Which one?
Cannonball Run.
He was? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Uh-uh. Well, I mean, he was young, so.
Yeah.
I was young, so I didn't know. Yeah. When did Cannonball Run come out? 1980-something. Cannonball Run.
Yeah, here's a Jackie Chan and Cannonball Run. Let's see, there's a little... Why is fucking Bing such a piece of shit?
Route will be open in 5 minutes, Father. Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah. It was so fucking slapstick and weird.
Well, hey, it was.
Oh, and Sammy Davis Jr. and fucking Dean Martin were in it.
Hey, I want to thank you for being so sweet and so nice and telling those people all about us, you know, back in Missouri, that we were both flashers and sex maniacs.
Is this the whole movie? No. Okay.
Well, where's the Jackie Chan part?
I just wanted to return the favor that you and Chuck Monk did for us back in Ohio.
Was that him?
The Chuck.
There. Okay, so he's like...
Bride and groom cannonball.
I told you this honeymoon scheme would work.
Good, now you win.
I don't think he even speaks English.
There he is, okay. Okay, yeah. I would have never known.
Clearly, you never saw Cannonball.
No, I have, but I would have never known that was him.
Yeah,
you know,
Well, now you can watch it again.
Well, do they even stream it anymore?
Maybe I'll watch it next week.
I saw somebody post something about Revenge of the Nerds. Like Revenge of the Nerds is not being posted because is not streaming anywhere because of like it's woke now. You know the scene where they have the you know we have Bush type of thing, or the
that was the best scene of the movie.
The guy that like he basically puts that mask on and then goes down on that chick.
Yeah,
and he goes, that's rape or whatever. But then someone's like, no, it's not streaming because of copy or streaming rights for the music. And I guess there was a scene that they have a Michael Jackson song, Thriller, right? So that's what's holding it up.
Oh, because fucking, what's that guy? The black dude, right? He did a thing.
Yeah, and during the talent show.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, just one song that does that?
Yep.
They can't fucking that's, play it?
And the same thing with the Bill and Ted, like Bogus Adventure, their soundtrack. They can't release it because Kiss has the songs they gave Rock and Roll to You or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I don't know the actual thing, but I'm pretty sure freaking Gene Simmons is like holding it up. You know, it's like, I want a lion's share of whatever's being sold or
it
whatever.
It was streaming back then, right? For a while.
What? I'm talking about the soundtrack. Like, you know how they re-released the soundtrack for the first one and the third one? Second one never got a re-release.
And the same thing with Revenge of the Nerds.
Same thing. Well, I don't know how true that is. That's what that's the internet speaking.
But
right
you're talking
there.
About the soundtrack for both.
But the soundtrack,
okay,
right?
Okay. Man, fucking music is such a pain in the ass, man. You know everything, even like a fucking second of it. Like I watch Linus Tech Tips, right? And they always like review audio equipment and shit, but they can't play anything because obviously copyright. So they have to fucking play the same stupid ass Crab Rave song, and it's annoying as fuck. Because I want to hear, like, if you know, I'm looking at a fucking soundbar, I want to hear, you know, different types of music. It's just music is so fucking entrenched in like copyright bullshit, you know.
Yep.
You can't even play it for like 3 seconds. I wish they'd give them like at least 30 seconds of whatever, you know what I mean?
Well,
fucking
you know.
Music companies and they're all antiquated, man. They just need to fucking figure shit out.
There you go. You heard it here first. They need to figure shit out. Dude, if it was that easy, man.
executives in general fucking just losing the plot, man. Fucking just to, executives like, at fucking Nintendo with their fucking their digital rights and all that shit. They're not making fucking physical media.
Right.
And they're just like forcing people and they lost the plot, man. Nintendo used to be like, everybody fucking loved Nintendo. It was, you know, I mean, it made a good sale, but there's people like I see on fucking YouTube saying, I'll never buy anything Nintendo again. And they have like they're talking in front of a wall of fucking Nintendo, like those little Nintendo figures and shit. I forgot what they're called, but they're
Avatar?
Just, no, like Meebos or whatever the fuck, something Bows. Yeah. Okay. But they have a ton of these fucking things and collectibles and shit. And they're like, I'm never going to buy Nintendo again because of the way they're handling their business now. They're just fucking squeezing the fuck out of everybody for everything, not giving you shit.
Dude, I told you how, like, I had my freaking Hotmail account for the past 20 years, at least 20 years now, over 20 years, because I got it in 2003, I believe. I opened it up, and nothing all this time, and then all of a sudden, you're 86%, you know, you get more space here now. Like, what the fuck, dude? How did that happen? After 20-something years, all of a sudden I'm 80-something percent, 88%. Like, how did, you know?
I mean,
like,
I've had my Hotmail forever, and I've never gotten that message.
Well, when's the last time you've been in your Hotmail account?
I'm always in it, just because I have to use it to log into fucking, you know, Windows shit, you know? But, yeah, man, greed's going to fucking end us all, man. Yep, and it's a fucking disease. Like, there's never enough. Like, a CEO could systemically fucking just dismantle a corporation from the inside out just because all he cares about is the fucking numbers and not how the shit works, how processes work, what, you know, they need to fucking push this company forward. They don't give a fuck because they could just leave and go, oh, well, I was a CEO here. I'm going to be a CEO somewhere else, you know? They don't give a flying fuck, man. Just like, as long as their fucking, their stocks go up and shit, they don't give a flying shit about anything. They're just all shit.
Yep. And
fucking Luigi has it right.
We're all gonna be replaced eventually, I think.
Long live Luigi Mangiano.
Andrew Yang was right.
Yeah.
He was right. And we could have a freaking basic income by now. But no, we have to go to fucking war.
It's not good and political, man.
Just saying, dude.
Fucking depressing. Ugh. We could have a whole fucking other podcast about that bullshit, but we're not. Fish news.
Oh, because that was a thing.
You want to do a thing? A song for fish news?
No, I don't.
Just do it.
No, dude.
Hurry up, man. We don't have time to fucking around.
Exactly. So just go to the...
Just do it.
Fish news. Okay. Read it.
Do you want me to bring a fucking keyboard next time? Because that's the only time you ever did anything.
What? Bring what up?
The keyboard.
You don't have the keyboard anymore.
I know, but if I get another keyboard, we actually make fucking songs.
No, my God. Please don't go on that road. You just, no, dude. I don't like singing anymore. I hate singing.
I just thought it was interesting because, like, okay, so I had these black neon Tetras. They're like normal, you know, the normal neon Tetras that are like blue and red. They kind of glow and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. I had the black ones because I read this is when I had my fucking beta in there trying to make it a community fish and all that shit. Didn't really work out, whatever. But I read the blue ones could kind of nip sometimes at, like, you know, slower fish, and I was worried about it fucking with my beta, so I got the black ones. You know, long story short, they looked okay, but they didn't really do much. They just fucking, you know, they do what fish do, right? So after the last one died, because I think two of them got fucking pregnant for some reason. My aquarium was pretty sparse. There wasn't a whole lot of shit in there. I put more decorations and more, like, things to make it look, you know, more lush. And all of a sudden, that triggers them to say, oh, it's fucking more like our environment now, and we're just going to have babies. Because I had them for years. No one had a fucking baby. All of a sudden, they're fucking egg-bound and shit. They wouldn't fucking get these babies out. I tried to take care of them. They all fucking died, right? One fucking male died. The other two, I think, had babies and then died. I'm just like, fucking hell. So anyway, black neon tetras died. I went to go look for other fish. Went to the aquarium, the fish store, and I was looking at these zebra danios, which are, you know, pretty, you know, they're pretty looking. The guy's like, those fish can be aggressive when they get older. So he's like, how about these cherry barbs, right? And they're like these red fish. Like, okay, I'll try them out. These fish are pretty fucking weird, man. And I like them because they have personality. So I have this filter that it's underwater and it shoots water from right to left and then from back to front. You know, it's in the corner. Well, they figured this out, and what I read about them is like they like going, you know, into the stream of water and shit. So what they do after I feed them or after I change the water, they get oxygenated, they get like all playful and shit. They go and put themselves into the line of this fucking shooting water, and they spin them. It's like a bungee jumping. They're bungee jumping like to the middle of the fucking tank, and they do it in like a little circle. So it looks like a little fucking cherry barb circus. So if you have fish out there, you want like a community fish that are pretty interesting, go for cherry barbs. They're pretty cool. That's my fish news.
And you want me to do a fucking song for that?
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
What's wrong with that?
There's no freaking article. Why would you? That's not fish news. That's fish like opinion right there, or fish editorial or something.
Okay.
That's not news. That's that is. It's not official. You know.
Okay. Well, fish info.
Okay.
That?
Fish info.
Okay.
There you
do a fish info song.
There's. I've never done an info song. So, God. All right. Next topic.
It's still news to me. I didn't know about it until I fucking had them, right? So that's news. It's new. So it's news.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well, let's write a dissertation on it then.
Okay.
Like a thesis.
So cherry barbs are pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be your college degree right there.
They also don't eat like other fish. So if you have them and you feed your fish, make sure you crush it up and make it like a little bit of a cloud of water in with the particles, because what they do is like they kind of suck the water particles with the food in there, so it doesn't look like they're getting anything.
Yeah, to all you fish owners out there.
Oh, Dustin made a dad joke. It's like it's not official with F-I-S-H in the middle. Official. Yeah. Maybe it should be official news.
Official.
But yeah.
Okay, I get it. Good one. Good one, Dustin.
I'll have fish news every show.
And today, my fish, he swam.
I haven't named any of my fish except for like the ones that I know are...
That you can tell.
I can tell the difference, right? Because the barbs all look the damn same. But I have a pepper corridor catfish, so I called them Keenan because pepper Keenan, you know? And then I have two albino fish I called Bella and Benny just because... I don't know why this fucking popped up in my head. And who else? That's it. So Keenan and Bella and Benny and the snail. I can name the snail something. So if anybody knows of anything, I can name the snail.
Yeah. Fill in that freaking, name the snail contest.
How about 9-inch snail?
9-inch snails.
No, 9-inch snail. One snail, singular snail. If I had more snails, then I'd call them 9-inch snails.
Well, yeah, man. Fill in that freaking contest box.
What do you have, dickhead?
About what?
Your news.
I have none, dude. No news. No, nothing happened this week.
No fucking contractor news?
Why would that? Why? We're done. Yeah.
Aren't you never done with contracting bullshit?
No, dude. Yeah, no, we fired him, dude. That's the news, and that was like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's already been, we're on the fourth month of him not seeing him.
Oh, you could do fucking show news. You always go to shows. You saw War on Women.
Saw War on Women. And to me, man, they're fucking, the lead singer, Shauna. She's probably the best frontman woman slash whatever. She knows how to fucking rock. And it was at the HQ club, and it was tiny. There's maybe 50 people there, you know. It wasn't that many people there, but it was enough, and she just rocked it, dude. So, and she remembered me, which I thought was cool slash weird. So yeah, you have a look. It's like, thanks.
A stupid look.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I mean, to me, that's what I hear, you know. It's like, oh, yeah. Cool, thanks. Yeah, here's that weird dude, that weird-looking guy. That's
like when we were walking to, we went to go see Orbit Culture last night, or the other night, Friday. Yeah, Friday night. And we're walking down the sidewalk, and his car pulls by, and he's like, I like your guys' outfits. Like, outfits?
Yeah.
We're just wearing fucking clothes.
Yeah, T-shirts.
Weirdo.
T-shirts and hoodies.
Have fun. The fuck, what are we wearing? Like, what constitutes an outfit?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird thing.
And then we got in the show. Dustin puts in quotations, "I'd recognize that dumb face anywhere."
See? That's what I hear, man. Fucking bitch. Now I don't like her anymore.
So we went to the show, and we were sitting up in the balcony area. There's like a line of chairs across this very front where like there's like a little mini table, right? And we found some on the very side, but the AC was blowing right on us, so that we didn't want to get too cold. We're like, fuck, let's go to the middle. And so Tony found a little area where he can like see over, you know, in the middle of two people. And I saw an area where like there's like a little break, you know, there's like an actually empty chair in between two people. So I just kind of sat behind it because I could have sat in the chair, but it's like it was kind of tight in there. So I didn't want to like sit there and like just fucking work my way in
force
there.
Yourself.
Yeah, force yourself. Like, fuck, yeah, you know, so I just, it's fine. I could see everything fine. So I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, this girl that's sitting at the side of it, she turns to me and she like taps me on the leg. She's like, "Yeah, you want to come up here?" He's like, "Come up here." You know, I was like, okay. So I just sat there. She's like, "Oh, what's your name?" Or, you know, she's like, where are you from? Are you from here?" So we just talked for a couple minutes. I was like, "Are you here alone?" I was like, "Oh, no, my friend's over here." So I called Tony over and she's talking to us throughout the whole night. She's pretty cool. She's from Kansas or something into agriculture.
She's actually, I looked it up. It's Goodall, a Goodall. And because she told me there's like a population of 4,400.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck is this? It was exactly 3 hours away, which it was. In the middle of nowhere, not the middle of nowhere, but it's kind of the Colorado, Kansas, you know, or the border towns or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was telling me like, houses there, she pays $900 for everything for the house. Houses there that they can basically buy here. We could basically, you can buy an actual good house over there.
Yeah, for, like for, 3 bedrooms and shit, right? Yeah.
So, yeah, man. And, but also you live in a town of 4,400 people.
True. But yeah, she was pretty cool. She gave
very
me
very friendly.
Gave me a vibe of a good friend of mine.
And it was her birthday.
Yeah,
it was 25 fucking years.
It was her birthday, and you know, when we left, it was like nice to meet. I mean, I barely talked to her boyfriend. He barely talked at all.
Yeah.
And she didn't even talk to him barely. She talked to us most of the night. Like, you know, and then like I was like, What that's weird. Like usually you're telling, you know, you're talking to each other about the show, oh, that was a good band, whatever. She was just talking to Tony most of the night and talking to me before that. And I'm just thinking, okay, either they're sick of talking to each other because they drove 3 hours over here, or they got into a fight and they're cool now. But she's more like, I want to talk to somebody else.
They seemed all right because she was getting drunk, you know. He was getting drunk too, so there's always that quiet drunk thing, you know. Okay. So maybe that was it.
But I just noticed that was kind of weird. But yeah, she gave us hugs at the end of the night, and she was cool. I said, "Happy birthday again," and she's like, "Oh, you know." So,
I told him, "Hey, man, go to fucking Estes Park and check out the Stanley Hotel." She goes, "Oh yeah, that's cool," but I doubt they did. They went to Evergreen.
What's an Evergreen?
Exactly.
I probably could have suggested a few things, but
they
yeah.
said they wanted to go hiking and they knew a place. So
yeah, it was awkward because I was sitting like, if I was sitting next to her, I could have made it because I heard some of it, but I didn't want to like butt in, and it's kind of hard to yell over shit, you know. So I was like,
right,
you know,
it's kind of loud already.
Yeah, but I probably could have suggested some places for them, but yeah, she was cool.
They were there only a day, yeah. And they had a room set up in Evergreen, and they were leaving. Today they were going back to work tomorrow, so they're only here for
the fuck would you get a room in Evergreen to go downtown to not downtown but lower downtown to a show?
One more time.
Why would you get a room that far from where you're actually going to see
they stayed in Denver.
Oh, okay.
And then the next day they stayed in freaking Evergreen, and then on today they left.
Wait, but as she's telling you, they're at this show.
They had a show. They had a room in Denver. They already had a room here in Denver.
They checked out to go to the show, and then they made another reservation for Evergreen.
They came into town,
right?
And got their room, got an Uber, went to the Gothic, went back to the hotel or wherever in Denver. The next day, they got the Airbnb in Evergreen, and then today they left. So it was quick, blam, blam, blam.
No, no, dude, you're telling me she's at the show when you're she's telling you this. You're telling me like, you know, she said that's her plans, but you, I'm trying to follow you. Like as they were at the fucking show, for all you know, I mean, they were supposed to be in the room in Denver, right? She says, oh, we're going to Evergreen tomorrow, right? Or whatever.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm saying is like, why would you Okay, so now, okay, I get it now.
Okay, so they had a room in Denver, which is they drove into town probably. If they left early, which they sounds like they did, and it takes 3 hours to get here, they probably got here early enough to, they probably got an Airbnb here in Denver too, and then they stayed and did whatever they were going to do in the afternoon, got the Uber, went to the Gothic, and then from to yesterday they went to Evergreen, and then today they left.
Okay.
So. All right. They didn't have time to go to freaking Estes Park and see all the cool shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she made it sound like they didn't really have time to do vacation. I mean, it's like it was barely
It was a quick weekend.
Yeah.
Which, I'm like, she's like, I don't know how you guys do it, man. There's just so much traffic, so much everything, so much here. And like, well, it's kind of like everything's here.
We also grew up in Houston, so this is actually smaller than what we're used to.
Well, I mean... It's still kind of a pain in the ass, I think, now.
It is. I'm just saying, like, you know, perception, right? Like, I used to live in a fucking place, like, Carthage, Missouri was probably the smallest place I lived.
But I bet you anything, Houston's even much worse now.
Yeah.
Much worse. Missouri. The last time I was there in 2018, there was fucking toll roads at the asshole.
Yeah. Okay, Carthage, Missouri actually has 15,000 people. That's still not a lot, but... Back then, I don't know how many people were there.
Yeah. How many people live in where you live, Dustin?
Well, Torrington, Connecticut.
Yeah. How big is that town? See, but up there in the East Coast, they can fucking like, all right, guys, we're going to go to Boston or New York or Philadelphia. Or whatever. I mean, they can actually take road trips to different cities and shit. That's kind of what I miss. Here, we're just smack dab in the middle of nowhere.
Right. There's 35,000 people in Torrington, Connecticut.
35,000?
Yeah.
That is kind of small.
Yeah. What's the proximity to, like, you know, what's a fucking major city in Connecticut? I don't even know.
I mean, they're close enough. Like I said, they're close enough to up there to...
It's not huge, but it's not small. Yeah. I get that. But that's a good size, though, because sometimes...
Dude, for someone my age, I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I was fine with living in Parker, you know? I turned this fucking thing off, man. Anyway, I'm going to play a break song because I have to pee because I drank too much coffee. this is Bad Omens and Era. Era actually played Saturday with Currents. I kind of wanted to see that show, but I doubt you would have wanted to see two shows in a row.
No.
All right. We'll be right back.
And it sold out.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
Currents did?
And I looked on the prices, and people were selling a resale for like 200 and something.
God damn. He says Boston is about 2.5 hours away. West Hartford is 45 minutes away.
See? Yeah. Man, everything you need is right there.
Yeah, the East Coast is pretty cool in that regard. All right, we'll be right back. This life was all it had to be designed, but not for you.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Yeah, what was I going to do? I forgot.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to go to that show anyway, man.
I know. I was just torn because I wanted to see Orbit Culture, but I really like Currents too, and it's like right the next fucking day. I'm like, oh, man.
Did you really say that?
Yes. Let's do this.
Vinyl, yeah. Let me get some vinyl. Vinyl, it's always a piece of
shit. Oh, wait. This one doesn't have music. Hold on.
Vinyl, yeah. Let me get some vinyl. Vinyl, yeah. Let me get some vinyl. Vinyl, it's always a piece of shit when I buy it because it sounds like crap.
My latest vinyl is In Flames, whatever, something, 30th anniversary of Jester Race or some bullshit. I got that one.
You don't even know?
I think it's 30th. But yeah, I sent it to you, but you didn't get it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured I don't really have any In Flames, and that's a good album.
The only one that I wanted was the freaking Reroute to Remain, and that one fucking, I had to get my money back.
Me too. I canceled it before you did because it fucking took like a good month and shit.
I was like, I gave them more time.
Yeah.
And they,
yeah, fuck Merch Bar, man. But yeah, I got that one and went to Second and Charles, and I went to the jazz section because sometimes I just like getting some cheap jazz. And for like $7, I got some Bessie Smith. So I got that. What's your latest vinyl?
I haven't gotten any yet.
You got Remy Zero.
Yeah, but that hasn't come in yet.
Yeah, you ordered it. I'm just saying.
It's supposed to, right? Isn't it supposed to come this month?
Yeah, April. Sometime.
And I pre-ordered War on Women just because...
That's what I mean. You don't have to have it in your hand. I'm just saying that's what you the latest thing you ordered.
Why not? I want to hear what it sounds like and if it sounds good. So far, nothing's like... I don't even know why I'm on the whole vinyl kick because of these goddamn like colored like bullshits. All the colored ones always have that pop.
Yeah. All right, let's do a quick quiz. All right, this is like... Right off the top of your head, you have to do it quickly. Don't go, you don't do that shit, right?
Oh, God.
So these are like 25 questions.
So do I need to write anything down?
No, this is just for fun. All right. Question one. Slayer's music has been featured in at least 17 films. List four of them.
Freaking Gremlins 2.
Right.
Freaking... what's that? We just saw River's Edge.
Yes, right.
The other one...
Two more.
With movies or shows?
Movies.
I don't know.
Okay. The Report, 2019. Jackass the Movie, 2002. Gremlins 2, The New Batch, 1990.
Got that one.
Sex Tape, 2014.
Huh.
Dracula, 2000. Law Abiding Citizen, 2009. Occupation, Dreamland.
Are you to do all 17?
Yes. Legion, Studio 666, Bride of Chucky, Lesson Zero, Encounter, Hellion, Jackass Number 2, Green Room, The Devil's Candy, and River's Edge. Okay, question number two.
I haven't seen many of those.
Question number two. The 1986 movie River's Edge features three of Slayer's songs. Which ones are they?
Evil Has No Boundaries?
Yes, correct.
Freaking the other one was from the live album.
They're all on the same album.
Oh. Cryonics?
Nope.
Then I don't know.
Die by the Sword, Evil Has No Boundaries, and Tormentor.
Okay. All right.
Question number three. Name Death Angel's original lineup.
Shut up.
You know it. Come on.
Osigueta, Marco Osigueta, Dennis Pepe,
yep.
Andy Galleon,
yep.
I forgot the other guy.
Come on, you got it.
You already gave me this question one time, though.
No. Hurry up.
I don't know.
Rob Cavastani, guitarist. Marco Osigueta, vocalist.
Already said that.
Dennis Pepe, he's a bassist, too. Right? Yeah. Dennis Pepe? Who's that? Another guitarist?
I don't know.
And Andy Galleon. Okay.
Then I said them all, except for freaking Rob Cavastani.
You didn't... Yeah, you missed Rob's first name, and then you didn't have the other Pepe.
Oh, there's two Pepes?
Yeah, there's two Pepes.
Okay.
Gus and Dennis. Okay. Question number four. True or false, Flemming Rasmussen produced four of Metallica's albums.
Flemming Rasmussen, freaking... Yeah. Kill 'Em All.
True or false? It's quick. Oh,
yeah, true.
False. Only produced three. Question five. Name the three albums he produced.
Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, and Master.
Wrong. Ride the Lightning, Master Puppets, and Injustice for All.
Really?
Yeah.
He did Injustice?
Yep.
Okay.
That was in Wikipedia. Yeah. So question six, name at least one former Spinal Tap drummer.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. You could have John Stumpy Pepis, Eric Stumpy Joe Childs, Peter James Bond, Mick Shrimpton, Rick Shrimpton, Sammy Stumpy Bateman, Peter James Bond II, Joe Mama Besser, or C.J. Vanston. Okay, yeah, number seven.
We got that.
Which two metal icons starred in the 1986 film Trick or Treat?
Oh. Oh, shit. Trick or Treat.
That old movie we saw.
Like the actors the or?
Yeah, two metal icons. They starred as like.
Gene Simmons?
Yes.
And Ozzy Osbourne?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Question eight. The lead actor in the movie Trick or Treat was best known for starring in what TV series?
Oh.
Growing Pains, Family Ties, Charles in Charge, or Silver Spoons?
Shit. No clue.
It was Mark Price, and he was in Family Ties. He was Skippy.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Question nine. What is the first name of Crispin Glover's character in River's Edge?
we just saw it. Yeah, like I know. I don't... it's a girl's name, right?
Kind of.
Val?
No.
I don't remember.
Lane.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Question 10. What is the first name of John Cusack's character in Better Off Dead?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't remember.
Also Lane.
Oh, Dick.
Question 11. What is the first name of the now deceased original singer of Alice in Chains?
What's the what?
The first name of the now deceased original lead singer of Alice in Chains.
Oh, Lane.
Lane, okay. Question 12. Of the three Lanes listed in the previous questions, which two are spelled the same?
Oh, you dick. The two movies.
No. Crispin Glover's Lane is L-A-Y-N-E, and so is Lane Staley.
How are we supposed to know that?
That's what the quiz is.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How are we supposed to know how they spelled in the movie?
Well, don't you look at the fucking credits sometimes?
Nah, maybe, but...
Question 13. Who sang Chocolate Rain?
Oh, Tay Zonde?
Yeah, you got that one. Question 14. Name all of Exodus's vocalists, past and present.
Bailoff... Paul Bailoff, Zetro, Rob Dukes. Zetro and Rob Dukes.
One more.
There's one more?
Yeah.
Then I don't know.
Tom Hunting sang briefly for them.
Man, that doesn't count.
Question 15. Your initials are ARB. Name another metal musician with the same initials.
ARB?
You won't get this.
Yeah, I won't. I don't know.
Okay. Alan Robert Biondo, bassist for Nasty Savage. And Alan Robert Brenner, bassist from Life of Agony.
You're a freak, dude.
Okay, question 16. Dave Lombardo played on seven Slayer albums. Name them.
Seven Slayer songs?
Yeah.
Songs or albums?
Shit. Well, go through the first ones first. Yeah, that'd be easy.
Show No Mercy.
Right.
Freaking Hell Awaits.
Right.
Freaking Rain and Blood.
Yes.
Season of the Abyss.
Yes.
South of Heaven.
Yes.
And you said how many? Seven?
Yeah, two more.
Rain and Blood. Painted Red or Painted Red? Painted Blood?
World no. Painted Blood.
Yes. War Painted Blood?
World Painted Blood. Okay. And then one more.
And shit, the live album.
Christ Illusion.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that one. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, name one song from the Bad Omens concert we saw. You don't know any of them, dude.
Yeah, no.
But you made the list.
Yeah, I made it because I make all the...
Yeah, but you don't remember one song?
No.
You could have said Death of Peace of Mind. You could have said fucking...
Okay, I said that. Death of Peace of Mind.
All right. What type of animal made the famous viral meme where it turns and stares at you? Is it chipmunk, a prairie dog, a groundhog, or a marmot?
Oh, wow.
In the one that turned.
Yeah, chipmunk.
No, that's the thing. It was called a chipmunk, but it was actually a prairie dog. Question 19. What was the name of the dead rock star in the 1986 movie Trick or Treat?
Oh. Don't remember.
Sammy Kerr.
Shit.
Question
yeah.
20. Name one Bathory album.
No idea.
You could have just went for Bathory, dude.
Self-titled.
Yeah. It was Bathory, The Return, Under the Sign of the Black Mark, Bloodfire Death, Hammer Heart, Twilight of the Gods, Requiem, Octagon, Blood on Ice, Destroyer of Worlds, Nordland 1, or Nordland 2?
Destroyer of Worlds.
Question 21. What did Quarthon, their lead singer Bathory, die of, and how old was he?
Oh, lung cancer?
No. Guess how old he was.
48.
Close, 38.
Oh.
He died of heart failure.
What year?
I don't know.
Because I think it was within
I think 2000s. It was in the 2000s, yeah. Okay, question 22. Name the band in the movie Coming to America that did the cover of Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Sexual Chocolate.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 23.
That was just a stat guess, too.
Question 23. What band did the theme song for all the Long Way series with Ewan McGregor?
I have no idea.
Stereophonics.
How many questions do you have?
Two more. Question 24. Name any of the fictional band names that were featured in the movie This is Spinal Tap, besides Spinal Tap themselves.
Lick My Love Pump?
That's the name of the song.
Oh. The bands? I don't remember.
Okay. The Originals, the New Originals, the Thamesmen, the Dapplegangers, the Folksmen, Four Jacks and a Jill, Puppet Show, not a band but iconic, the Christopher Guest Trio, Macho Music, Skump, the Greasy Love Songs, the Lovely Lads, and the Cheap Loves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would have never ever.
Last question. Name as many metal bands as you can that have coffee brands.
Freaking Death Clock. Like brands?
They have their own brand of coffee, yeah.
Cannibal Corpse, Gwar, Dave Lombardo, Ministry, freaking Kirk Hammett.
I have Cannibal Corpse. I don't have Gwar. I didn't know Gwar had
Calavera Conspiracy. Cavalera's Conspiracy. Kiss. Dude, you could just go down the list of metal, really.
This is the ones I have.
Testament.
Dave Mustaine has Mustaine Coffee Company. Kerry King has Kerry King's Killer Coffee. Mastodon has Black Blood of the Earth. Anthrax has Be All End All Coffee. Judas Priest has Darkest Strongest Coffee. Killswitch Engage has Alive or Just Brewing. Lamb of God has Memento Mori Coffee. Corey Taylor has CMFT Private Blend. Zach Wild has Valhalla Java. Motorhead has Motorhead Coffee. Dark Throne has Black Death Coffee. Cannibal Corpse has Beheading Blend. Trivium has Hefe Roast. Behemoth has Behemoth Coffee. And Testament has Dark Roots Coffee.
Yeah, I have Testaments, or I had Testaments.
Is it good? Or is it just coffee?
Yeah, it's just coffee.
Why'd you buy it just for the fucking...
For the tin. It comes in a...
That's cool.
In a tin.
Yeah, I guess if something came in a tin, I'd be more likely to buy it than just a bag. So there you go. That's my super fast quiz. That wasn't that fast.
Yeah. Dude, you can't expect someone that thinks like me to go fast.
That's why it's fun.
Because I'm not fast. Yeah. Like, that's not how my brain works.
Okay, let's run through
it's
this
like
bullshit.
If you had like a slow quiz...
How would I do that?
I don't know. Just
okay. I'll think about it. All right. Let's do who's shittier. Where the fuck?
Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band?
Okay. This is Michael J. Dogg with B L U D.
J. Dogg.
Yeah.
D O G.
Yeah, like Michael J. Fox, but Michael J. Dogg instead.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. All right, Fox.
I mean, it's not terrible, but it's not great either.
Go to merch, and that'll be the deciding.
Okay. He's got a Songs in the Key of Dog cassette for $9.99, and You Do the Math t-shirt.
Would you
wear that shirt?
What the fuck is it? Is he wearing sunglasses, a dog, or?
I can't even tell what the fuck it is.
I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah. What is
See
that?
What the white one is. Maybe it's better on white.
Oh.
It looks okay. It's, it's Teen Wolf.
It's Teen Wolf. It's just like drawn shitty. Like I can't even tell what the fuck that
The black one is not the
That's like a what is it? What would they call that?
Negative.
A negative image doesn't look like anything.
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right.
So he's not terrible.
Michael J. Dog. It's kind of funny.
This is Egg Spectrum Stinky Skirch Book 2026 with Hot Tip Fly.
Go to merch. So there's.
Dustin says, okay, that's bad. Which one? The first one or the second one, Dustin?
I'm pretty sure he's talking about this one.
Okay. Would you wear that shirt?
Click on it. We are Rainy Day Rainbows. That's the name of the band?
No, I don't know what the fuck it is. That looks like a fucking 3-year-old drew that.
I'd maybe wear it. Not for how much was it? It was sold out, so we can't order it. Sorry.
They probably only made like 5.
Sold out. Everything's sold out.
What is the CD? They do you think they have a flow?
They have they got support, man. I can't say that about fucking Lennon Beasley.
What is this song?
Seems better.
A little better.
Yeah, it's, that one's better.
Okay.
If you're gonna judge by the first song, then yeah, they win. But
yeah,
not...
we could have stopped at the first song, and then they would have like, okay, this is Enough Trouble Already, by Werfen, from France.
Change my name, cause my cousin is about it. I've gotta change my name before I turn to shit.
He's winning.
Got fooled, change my papers at night and today.
Yeah, he's winning. Yeah, that's the winner. Yeah, Dustin said that he's in agreement.
I mean, that's just, that's lo-fi right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Attitude by Total Wine. Wine spelled W-H-I-N-E. Think so?
Yeah.
The singing in the last one was pretty atrocious, dude.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
I don't...
Okay, let's do one. This is the last one. This is Surf Me Babe by Clementina from Portugal. That's off. Okay, this one wins. Terrible. As long as you're, that's dog shit.
Yeah,
that's she won.
She's pretty hot though, if that's really her.
We don't know if that's her, first of all, and secondly, that's not everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. And it's a demo, so maybe they.
And just she's not going to like appear in your room and sing, so you have to go by the music.
scroll down. Is that it?
Yeah. You just like that look. You like that fucking.
Betty Page
look. So you already automatically said she's hot.
Well, you know.
Okay, let's see what her other. If this is her discography, if you actually show a picture of her, that's probably not even her.
Yeah, it's probably not. But it sounds like it could be.
She could be a fucking sea pig. You don't even know. Okay, she won. To me, it's just the fucking drums were off. The fucking singing was just garbage.
Okay, do this one. It's not a demo. See what this sounds like. It's a different band.
No, that is a different band.
Hold on. Yeah, I think that's Head Shrinker Records.
Okay.
All right, well, yeah, and then she won.
This was her in a collaboration with somebody else. Horror Deluxe and A Clementina. Oh, that's just them. It's two different songs. This is her. Dustin says, wow, that's all dog shit.
It is.
I agree, Dustin.
It's all dog shit.
Yes. Okay. Fact or crap. Let's do it.
We're just rolling through. How much time?
We got 15 minutes.
All right, we're going to go through. This is how it should go. Costco started selling emergency food kits, or emergency food kits referred to as doomsday kits, for the first time in early 2024.
Hey man, you want your balls like, you know, waxed? I'll let me wax your balls.
Costco started selling emergency food kits referred as doomsday kits for the first time in early 2024. I say crap.
I say fact.
Because I think it was during the pandemic when they started doing that shit.
Okay, I say fact. You say crap. Dustin, what say you? Dustin says fact.
It is crap. It is not the end of the world. Costco has offered emergency kits with the food and supplies since late at least 2008. Shit.
Wow.
Question number two. The practice of multitasking began during the 1960s and caught on because humans are uniquely equipped to handle and focus on more than one task at a time.
My husband has watery sperm.
The practice of multitasking began in the 60s and caught on because humans are uniquely equipped to handle and focus more than one task at a time. I see crap.
I see.
They're doing it like giving it an actual time frame. The 60s?
Yeah, I see crap too. Dustin says crap too, so we all say crap.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably been going on for longer than that. It's crap. The human brain cannot effectively handle more than one task simultaneously. According to the American Psychological Association, dealing with multiple tasks can create 40% drop in productivity. Oh.
Not me. I can do multiple things. I can watch YouTube and do my work.
Yeah, I can't. I just want, I wouldn't want to work. Question number fucking three. In 2025, famed movie director Tim Burton is due to create his own characteristically dark movie version of the children's classic Peter Pan, titled Shadow of Pan.
Hey, Dad, you want some fudge? I'm going to fart it out on your face.
What the fuck was that?
In 2025, famed movie director Tim Burton is due to create his own characteristically dark movie version of the children's classic Peter Pan called Shadow of Pan.
Dustin says fact, I say fact.
I say crap. Because I haven't... I don't know. Crap. It is crap.
Oh.
Did we hook you? Sorry, it's a fairy tale.
Bullshit.
Question number four. In Saudi Arabia, if you post a picture of yourself in the beach wearing shorts, you can be charged by the government for sharing nudity online.
Okay, so if you're going to put some desensitizing shit in someone's ass and you put your dick in that said ass, isn't that going to desensitize yours as well?
That's the questions people need to ask. In Saudi Arabia, if you post a picture of yourself on the beach wearing shorts, you could be charged by the government for sharing nudity online.
I say fact. Doesn't says crap.
I say fact. They sound pretty, they're pretty shady.
They're pretty hardcore, right?
The Saudis, yeah, they are. It is fact. Read the small print before you travel.
God damn, shorts? Legs are fucking obscene.
So I probably women. Well, I don't know.
It didn't say women, though.
It didn't specify.
Yeah, I didn't specify, so.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, here's the last question. So we're not going to do that. For time's sake, we're not adding the songs. The world's first paper napkins were used in Japan as early as 600 CE. Each white paper napkin was traditionally printed with an exquisite landscape design.
I want to consider myself the Lord of the Asses.
The world's first paper napkins were used in Japan as early as 600 CE. What's CE? Each white paper napkin was traditionally printed with an exquisite landscape design.
I say fact. Doesn't says fact.
I don't know. I say crap.
Okay.
It is crap. The paper trail leads to China. Paper napkins were invented in China in the 2nd century BCE. What the fuck is CE?
What is CE?
What I know there's eight.
What does CE mean? Common Era, which is the secular alternative to Anno Domini. Anno Domini?
AD.
Yeah, AD.
So it's basically AD.
Yeah, CE is AD. Well, why do they fucking gotta do all this fucking confusing bullshit?
Bullshit.
That's it, we're done.
Dun, 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 fucking A, man. Dustin, go do your thing, man. Whatever that thing is, go do it.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out, Dustin. We made it a short show, and I forgot to play the fucking Annalise's song and all that bullshit, but we'll do it next time. We'll try to compact it a little bit better. We had to talk faster. Maybe I shouldn't have a 25-question quiz also.
You think?
This is outro song is indicative of what's going on today.
I mean, do you even need to have a song if you're going to do that?
Yeah, it's fine.
It could be like we're at 21, so is this going to be a 9-minute song?
No, it's a short song.
So it's basically... Right now, we could be talking until 20...
Or you could shut up, and I just want to play the song.
Okay.
All right. This is indicative of what's going on today. This is Woven War with World on Fire.
Yeah. The world has lost its mind. There are liars leading legions of the blind. And no one seems to see the cliff in sight. Is now a virtue to live by.
sinking. How are we surprised? Senselessness is now a virtue to live by. Fools we are, drawing from a well-run tribe. Fools we are, defending truths we know are lies. Oh, I see the end. Oh, I see the way. Just look around. Just look around. Boom.